Welcome to the newest, the greatest, the most spectacular show in entertainment history.
I'm in favor of a big breakfast for my boys. And there's a very special welcome for the fellas and girls who are hearing this program for the first time today.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Good morning.
Now, you're not on yet.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. We're in Leeds this morning.
Hooray.
At the home of BBC Radio Leeds, which is handy, isn't it?
It's nice here, isn't it?
Yeah. And just to make things more confusing, the people who normally do the show from Radio Leeds have to do the show today from Bradford, but the Radio Leeds studio's in Bradford. Confusing, isn't it?
They've been relocated because of us.
Yeah. So we got it yesterday. We did a big book signing yesterday, which was a phenomenal success. It honestly really was. And then we went out last night and had a few drinks. And Dave and I were in bed by 10.
10 to 2.
10 to 2. but no, we sound very perky. I think I sound great. Dave?
Yeah, I think I sound great too.
Thank you. Thanks to Damone, she sounded great also.
Mm.
So Rachel's here and Alan's here, but Alan won't be here soon because he's going to go. Because we're going to give away tickets for the festival this weekend. We're going to play a great game of Where's Alan?
What, around Leeds?
Shh, don't give too much away.
Right, okay.
You can't give
it could be
clues.
Anywhere.
It could be
it
anywhere.
Could be absolutely anywhere.
So we'll do that later on this morning. First of all, let's... Right, CD on now. Good. Let's play more of your favourite music. How's that?
Well, let me turn it up a bit. Turn it up.
Sounds nice, that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hang on a second. Right.
Rock on.
Here's the Darkness.
I can't get ready.
Yes. Darkness and Growing on Me. On Radio 1, and we're live in Leeds. Hi.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
They've got, yeah, I'm fine. They've got beautiful new studios here at the BBC in Leeds, and it's all new, to the point where there's no coffee stains on the floor, nothing stinks of cigarettes, you know, there's no crap or overflowing bin in the corner of the studio. Personally, I don't feel at home at all. It's nothing like the Radio 1 studios. Mm. It's clean, it's efficient, it works. Quite honestly, I'm thrown. But I'm sure I'll get through it. It'll be fine. Right, so coming up this morning, tickets to win for the big festival this weekend. A very special Where's Alan game. He could be anywhere in the UK.
Anywhere in the UK.
Anywhere at all. We'll play the 411, we'll play the White Stripes. Let's get some news and sport for Dominic and Juliet. It's 7 o'clock.
Police retrace Amelie's final steps.
And United set to increase their offer for Wayne.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Detectives are hoping for new leads after a reconstruction.
I'm capable to do it as well.
And Kelly Holmes will run for a second gold medal tomorrow night after qualifying for the 1500 final last night. Leeds can wrap up top spot in Super League and win the League Leaders Trophy. They take on Castleford tonight.
You'll never think someone is someone you know.
Beg your pardon. Let's do the weather. Rain in the south, gradually clear.
What was that?
Stay cloudy. Press the wrong button.
Yeah, but don't just kind of like gloss over it as if we didn't notice.
That was me.
Yeah,
press the wrong button.
That's the wrong button. Let's highlight the mistake.
No.
Juliet, by the way, is in a hotel room in Greece. Not one mistake.
Absolutely.
You're in a state-of-the-art studio, pressing every button left, right, and centre.
Yeah, I pressed anything that moved just then.
The best thing during that news bulletin is Dominic presses all the buttons for the news. You know, like when the sport and music comes on.
I understand.
And he's coming up to his last bit. And he kind of sits back and nods at me as if to go, take it away. And
there
I'm looking
go.
At him going, no, you press
you
it, idiot.
Take it away.
And he just went, like that. And what's this going?
See, I don't know, but I can't stop that now. There you go, you see.
You can.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Sorry about this, Jules.
It's a great morning, isn't it?
Mm. Isn't it?
Fantastic.
Well, you know, on paper it was brilliant.
It's and we've had
to knock the microphone levels down for Dominic to the lowest they've ever been ever.
I've got a really loud microphone and can't hear a thing.
Are my levels okay?
You actually are fine.
Oh, that's all right for a change.
With a little microphone and a McDonald's headset on a hotel balcony in Greece, you're actually the clearest of all of us.
Oh, yay.
Yay! Did you go out last night?
I had a bit of a champagne party. I ditched the Uzé for champagne last night.
Very nice.
The sailors, all the medal winners, were upstairs on the hotel roof, so I thought I'd crush the party and join in.
No, lovely sailors.
The party.
Was it other people as well, or was it just loads of seamen?
I'm not even going to answer that.
The sailors?
Sailors, medal winners only.
Right, okay, got you. Why were the big quarters there? I don't understand.
I don't get it, no.
So you're going to miss a great festival this weekend.
I know, I'm gutted about that. I missed a good festival last weekend as well.
The V Festival, yeah, but we don't have broadcast rights for that. So we're talking about the Reading and Leeds Festival.
We hardly mentioned it.
So tonight then, you've got The Darkness, you've got Ash, you've got The Hives, you've got Jurassic 5.
Oh, sorry, you're talking to me.
No, that's fine.
Beg your pardon.
Just join in when you want, love.
Okay, I'm here.
Goldie looking chain. And on the Radio 1 stage, Graham Cox in his headlining, Super Furry Animals. That's not tonight, though, is it?
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
What are you reading?
Do you know what? Because I've got Reading. I've got the lineup for Reading for Friday, and the lineup for Leeds for Friday is right at the bottom. Do you know all those bands I just read out, Jules?
Yeah, you got them in the wrong order.
Just ignore all of them, all right? Just ignore it.
Today we're live in Leeds, which is the place of Chris's birth. It gave us Jimmy Savile and Chris's massive girth. We're live at the Leeds Festival, there's lots of famous bands, but the only thing that interests Chris are all the bloody food stands. Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Okay, come on, let's rock! We're off and running.
Hit the ground walking.
It's what Alex calls a power open. I'm sorry, I'm talking at the same time you are then, sweetheart. Do you want to relax a little bit, engineer man? Right, here we go. Go! That's right, it's the 411 on Radio 1. I've sorted out Dominic's microphone problem.
What was it?
Dominic, give us some level.
Hello.
Yeah, I've unplugged it. So hopefully now no problems at all.
You sound odd, though.
Do I?
Mm.
How do I sound out there? Do I sound okay? Yeah, he's just making a face like one of the Sesame Street puppets. But I think we're all right. However, people have been texting in saying, can you turn the music up? It's a bit quiet in Harrogate. Which I find a little bit odd.
Why should it be quiet in Harrogate and nowhere else?
I don't know. But apparently it's quiet in Harrogate. I'm kind of liking this. Feel free to speak, by the way, at any point, or just sit there really quiet.
Well, no, you just sound odd to me. Okay. You don't sound right in my ears.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's not a complaint. I just think you sound strange.
How about this? Is it getting any better?
It sounds quieter now.
Any better?
Quieter.
Any better at all?
More quiet.
How's that?
Just right.
Right, it's coming up to 7:15. So I found the right list of bands for the Leeds Festival.
You were reading out the Saturday list, weren't you?
Yuri? Who's he?
I said you were.
Yeah. See, what I've got here, and I won't start asking who printed this out.
To be fair, it is confusing because they've put the Friday Reading list at the top of the page.
No, what's it? Read the top line of that piece of paper.
It says Leeds and Reading lineup, full lineup.
And then the first starts with Reading.
Yeah.
Leeds and Reading lineup, here's Reading for you.
I think you find the they is me.
Right. We thought that, but we didn't want to say anything.
You could just read the bottom.
Right. Yeah, but you don't normally read bottom to top, do you?
Why have you printed off Friday night in Reading, which is Saturday in Leeds? Why have you done that first?
Well, it goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, that's Reading. But we're not in Reading, and we're in Leeds. It's all about Leeds.
Okay, I'll change it round.
Right, okay. See, again, she's got grey-editis. Can't go... Yeah, sorry about that. Made a mistake. She has to go, why don't you read it from the bottom? What was I thinking? Of course, like every piece of paper, I should be reading it from the bottom, right?
Bottom to top.
That's right. You subscribe to that magazine, don't you?
It's a bi-monthly issue.
Dominic, are you feeling more comfortable and relaxed?
I'm better now, I can hear things.
I can't hear you. Hang on a sec, watch this.
How's that? Hello.
See, when you're on your own, you're fine.
Right, when I'm with everyone else, I sound like Metal Mickey.
What's that about?
Go on your own again.
I'm on my own.
Like Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald.
I'm now with others.
But how can two people be on their own together?
Exactly. That's wrong, isn't it?
Right, Dave, I think it's your microphone we need to turn down.
Do you think? Yeah. Is it me? Am I distorting?
No, we just hear you too much.
Right. You're just irritating?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, keep talking.
Okay, hello.
Right. Just a bit lower in the mix. That's nice.
Dominic, how are you?
I'm all right, I think.
Rachel?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Dave?
Hello.
That's perfect. We seem to have it all. It's all now in perfect working order. I can order this as 6 music. All right, so hopefully we'll do Bus On in a second. That should be fine. That should work out all right. Go on.
I thought it was called Buzz Off.
What did I say?
Buzz On.
Right, well, it's Buzz On,
I mean,
now, isn't
clearly
it?
Clearly, you're letting something slip.
The rules and the name change.
Yeah, exactly. Alad is here, but soon he will be somewhere in the UK, and you have to guess where he is.
I've got no idea where he's going
to
be.
For your chance to win tickets for the festival, you have to guess where Alad is. Not yet, by the way, because obviously he's here, and that will be the worst competition ever.
But he could be in Scotland or Wales or Jersey or anywhere.
Yeah.
He can be in Jersey.
Why?
Right up.
Take forever to get to Jersey.
Get the ferry?
Yeah. Well, maybe he has got magical flying powers.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, you're so stupid. Right, so Buzz Off on in a minute. We'll talk to Alad later. We'll find out who's playing at this festival and when it's on and stuff. And all that coming up. Right, I'm going to play another CD now. Brace yourselves. I had to press a button. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Go.
Come out with your hands on your head. Turn the rap music off and step away from the stereo. Put the rap album down. Leave MC Hammer alone. Turn it off.
Rabbits. Good dogs. Rabbits. Dogs. Rabbits.
Rabbits.
You divvy. Morning, Alad.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, you're going to have to talk really close because Dominic's louder than you.
Is this the right mic?
Yes, that's fine.
Good. It's very hectic here this morning, isn't it?
Tell me about it. Do you know what I mean?
Way more hectic than in Radio 1.
But however, it's more state-of-the-art.
That's so
this is
true.
Like, this is like NASA.
It is.
Of radio stations.
It's advanced radio.
It's clean.
It is clean, which is something that we're not used to at all. Because we're in the BBC this morning in Leeds, in Radio Leeds. It's the new Radio Leeds.
It's very nice.
Not the old Radio Leeds, it's the new one. It's a brand new building and everything. There's cameras everywhere. I've never known a building with more cameras. It's like Big Brother. You go for a wee and you hear this... Well, I do, don't know about you. But you know what I'm saying? And that was the noise of a camera moving.
Not your bottom.
No, not my bottom at all, no. Time for Buzz Off. You like this, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Ooh. What?
Nothing.
Right.
I'm coming back at myself.
All right, sorry.
After.
That's me.
There you go. Hello.
Okay. This is great, isn't it?
It's like a technical backstage tour.
I wish I was in bed at home listening. This sounds like great fun this morning.
They should be here. They could share it then.
No.
No.
No. That's a bad idea. That's two bad ideas you've come up with in 2 days. Right, on the text then, 81199. If you'd like to text in for this morning's Buzz Off, or indeed, as I said earlier, Buzz On.
Which is the wrong title.
Yes, but I think it should be Buzz On today. Did you get the text messages up, Rachel, for us to look
I've
at?
I've got them.
No,
right, okay. Have you got them up? Right. I reckon it will be a big Buzz On today. Because it's the Reading and Leeds Festivals, Dave.
You've chosen something by an artist appearing.
No.
Right.
Have another guess.
You've chosen something that has nothing to do with Reading or Leeds.
Correct, Amundo. Yes. But it's a good track, and I think all will like it. Are you ready?
Yep.
81199 on the text, Buzz On or Buzz Off, that's all you have to write for today's track, which I brought in all the way from my home in London. I brought it all the way up on the train to Leeds. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Here's today's Buzz Off. Yes. Get down. Get back up again. Do you not know what it is?
No.
Come on, son.
Do
Come
I?
On. Come
oh,
on.
I do, I think.
Man with a silly hat called Ben. Back down, come back down, straight back down.
Hey, Buzz.
Why?
Never liked these.
Oh, you just a great record.
I'll head Buzz, actually.
Rubbish.
Bit dull.
Shit your face.
In times when you're in need of assistance, you're looking for a lead in the distance. You hear them calling, come back down again. But you don't know how, you don't know where, don't know where.
Rachel Buzz.
No! No!
I'm sure...
Final friend.
Has Texas Day.
They're loving it.
Generate your every egg. Wait, no bird.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm not surprised.
I'm very disappointed. I love that record, Dominic. You're not feeling a bit of curiosity? No.
Not even Dominic.
It's a negatory on the text, by the way. 58% saying Buzz Off.
No way, man.
It's true.
No way to fix. I could have gone with something else. There are so many great tracks.
You can't change it now. It's too late.
It's not too late. It's my show.
Don't like this either.
Jackie that's Wilson, read the seat. He's dead now, of course, but his music lives on.
Look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that.
Ooh-wee. I'm already thinking that maybe that would have been a better choice.
I don't like that either, though.
Really?
Have you got any good stuff?
Yeah. Mel and Kim showing out.
Nope.
It's like the 10-hour takeover early. We're going to do that after 9 o'clock, by the way.
What, today?
Yeah, an early...
I thought it wasn't until Monday.
A one-hour takeover. What?
I thought it wasn't until Monday.
I know, but we're not on the air on Monday, and so it's not fair. So the last hour of the show, we're just going to play what the listeners would like to hear.
Okay.
That's right. If you're a listener, you text in suggesting a song, we ignore you, and play some of our favourites.
Interactive radio.
Yeah, so it's great. So, for example, John from Woking has been on the text. He'd like to hear Duran Duran with... The Reflex, no. So we're going to play Cutting Crew, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
No.
That's how it's going to work.
That's not how it works.
Tracy's been on the phone from Glasgow. She'd really like to hear Will Young and Evergreen. No. So instead, this is Talk Talk, Life's What You Make It.
This is for Alan in Aberystwyth, or Raquel in Kidderminster. That sort of thing, you know?
There's going to be lots of songs going out for people in Leeds.
That's not true.
This is for Chris in Leeds, and he wants to play this. So he is. It's Dooble and the Captain of Her Heart.
Dooble?
Well, was it? It was Dooble, was it? Because it wasn't double. I'm right, Ferg. It wasn't double, was it? But if he gets the...
It's awful
point,
anyway.
Yeah, all right. People are now sitting at home going, what's going on? Is this the rehearsal? Are they still doing that, checking the microphone levels thing? No, we're actually on the air. Currently, that is, obviously.
Buzz Off.
I haven't started yet. Play.
One extra at Notting Hill Carnival.
That's Jamelia at Radio 1 Superstar. Good morning from Leeds. We're live at the BBC this morning, getting ready for the Leeds bit at the Reading and Leeds Festival. If you are getting up to go to either Reading or Leeds today, enjoy the traffic, enjoy pitching your tent, but more importantly, enjoy getting drunk by 2 o'clock this afternoon and then missing some of your favourite bands. Thank you. Always happens. Get the hang of this now. It's kind of easy.
Are you comfortable now?
Yeah, I think so. Dominic?
Fairly.
Oh, no, his microphone's on again. I thought I'd managed to sort this problem out. Say
BBC. Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Right, coming up then. Oops, that switched me off. Hello? Coming up then, we'll play Shapeshifters and Christina Aguilera in a second. First of all, let's get some news from Dominic now. It's coming up to 7:32.
And the main news this morning is all about the search for who killed Amélie Delagrange. Last night, officers investigating her murder on Twickenham Green were out in southwest London asking passers-by if they saw anything a week ago. A policewoman in identical clothes retraced the 22-year-old's last steps to try and jog people's memories. Here's Newsbeat's Andy Brown.
Detectives desperately want to hear from anyone who may have seen anything suspicious on the night of the French woman's death. They've already found some of her belongings.
Travel. It's a West Yorkshire A Road special this morning. It's the A65. There are absolutely no problems to report on Kirkstall Road at the Cavendish Street Junction in Leeds.
One Road Travel.
I know where that is.
On Radio 1.
Just gone 7:35.
It's just around the corner.
Is it?
In fact, it's that way.
Is it?
Yeah. So there you go.
It's That's freeing nice. Slowly.
There no. you have it. Lovely. Well done, Juliet.
Thank you.
Another seamless link with a fire alarm going off in the background.
It's that god-awful tram. Yeah? I won't miss that tram, I tell you.
I tell you, it's brilliant, though. What a great location. One word, recce. That's all I'm saying. And I like the fact that Dominic's obviously playing games with me. He has a very... the news is the news, right?
Yep, fact.
And he just before the story about Iraq, yeah. which is quite sensitive, you have a sound clip of Drunk Man going, I'm working on morning.
But that's also a serious story as well.
Yeah, I know, but it's about binge drinking.
Yeah, the right? government trying to clamp down on binge drinking.
Yeah, but he's just a boot. He's, you know, he's just someone having a drink.
But would you rather hear from him or some politician?
No, that's fine. Mm. But then I was about to come off the back of it and go, ha ha, that sounds like Dave. But until I saw you realise your next line was, thank you, Chris, in Iraq, thousands of people. Do you know, it just doesn't flow.
I know what you're saying.
Doesn't sound like me anyway.
Can we hear him again, though, the drunk man?
Yeah, you can hear the drunk man.
Brilliant, I'd like to hear the drunk man again. Oh, by the way, 10 out of 10, by the way, for Alexandro Sandotopoulos.
Thank you very much. Here he is.
It's a Saturday night. I am absolutely positive I'll do it all next weekend. I'm working tomorrow, and I will have a huge hangover, but that doesn't bother me.
No.
That sounds as though we slowed him down. We haven't slowed him down at all.
No, he sounds great, doesn't he? Mm. I think we might have sounded like that last night, Dave.
I don't think so.
Jules?
Yeah?
Have you got the maids in?
Yeah, they're just cleaning around.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. They are cleaning. They're cleaning downstairs, outside, and in the room as well.
Well, there you go. It's not exactly what...
It's a full service. Hey? You don't get that in our hotel.
And moving on, everybody. Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. We're off and running. Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Let's rock.
Thanks for making me fighter.
And a very good morning if you're just waking up. Hi, this is Radio 1. Before I continue, would you like to see my Oni in the Radio Leeds studio Freddie Mercury impression, which I can now do?
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've just learned this, found this out by accident, by moving the microphone so I could stand up, right? Oh, yes, I am the great pretender. I managed to pull the microphone stand completely out of its microphone stand holder.
You waving it around like a madman.
No, like no, I think you're fine, like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was mad.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. I could sing that later. In the 10-hour takeover audition hour, which we're going to do after 9, I could sing that.
It's an entirely visual gag. Well, nobody understands what you're on about. You're just some random man singing Queen tunes.
Yes. It was funny, though.
Badly.
Yeah, but now everyone's got an image of me standing up with, like, half a microphone stand with my fist in the air going, like, Freddie.
Technical question.
Yeah.
Do you have the Stars in Their Eyes CD that features
no.
a kind of magic
no.
with us? No. So you can't sing that?
I'd have to do it a cappella, as they say. 7:46. Weird is this, right? And you know, and how guilty do I feel? We're in BBC Radio Leeds, but because there's so many of us taking over so many studios, the breakfast show from BBC Radio Leeds today has come from Bradford.
That wasn't technically our fault, was it?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it is. So that's like, let's say Radio Leeds do a live in London morning. They could come into us and go, hi, we're going to have that studio tomorrow, so if you wouldn't mind getting out. Obviously, we'd say no, but they're very accommodating. Yeah, well, I don't know if the presenters had any choice in it. They're probably... Probably just told to move.
Why didn't we get relocated to Bradford?
Because we're here, Dave.
Okay.
Right. It's not that difficult, really. So, we're all here. I'm here, Dave's here, Dominic's here, Rachel's here. Allard has gone out and about, as they say. That sounds like a Radio Leeds feature.
He could be anywhere.
Okay, let's have a look at the What's On Guide for Friday. Allard is out and about, and you've got to guess where he is for your chance to win tickets. Is it for the Leeds Festival?
It is, yes.
Right, okay.
Seeing as we're in Leeds.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but Alec could be anywhere, though.
He could be anywhere.
He could be anywhere, Fred.
Yeah, never said he's in Leeds. He might not be in Leeds.
He nearly forgot to take the tickets.
Did he? Genius. When are we doing that?
After 8 o'clock.
Right, so after 8 o'clock, another special round of Where's Alad? Brackets in Leeds somewhere. Close brackets.
See, I think you've given it away there by saying
no,
that.
No, I didn't say... Well, no. Okay, Where's Alad?
Where is Alad?
That's the name of the feature then, not Where's Alad in Leeds.
No.
He could have said anything. He could have said, Where's Alad in Yeovil? Or wherever, you know?
He's not in Yeovil.
Well,
though.
Who can say?
He could be anywhere.
Well, yeah, but he's in Leeds.
He could be anywhere.
No, don't, seriously.
Yeah, but
we don't know that.
He was here 10 minutes ago.
Yeah,
unless he's got like a supersonic jet, or is like Superman or something, which he's not. You know, he's Alad.
He might have caught a chopper.
Well, yeah. What kind of a chopper would that be, hey? Dave? Would it be a small chopper?
A small chopper.
Right.
Or a
big chopper.
Good morning.
Alad was very popular last night at the signing.
Yeah, the book signing yesterday was a rousing success. We said we're only going to sign books for an hour, and we ended up doing about 1 hour 40. Because there were so many people, which we were delighted about, actually. And they reckon we signed books for 650 people, which kind of doesn't sound a lot. It depends on, you know, if you think that sounds a lot or not. But trust me, when they're all lined up in front of you, it's a lot.
By the end of it, I had cramp in my wrist.
Yeah, I know, but how did your writing hand feel?
You wrote one of your signatures was best wishes.
No, the best one though, because after a while you kind of, you know, you lose the power in your wrist and you start writing the same sort of things and blah blah blah. And on one of them I was putting nice to see you, but it's a bloke and I wrote nice to see you. He looked like nice to sex you. And the guy looked at me really oddly.
I don't want to sex you.
Quite understandably, as I put nice to sex you. Goodbye,
hello,
Brian.
To you. Nice to sex you too, Comedy Dave.
I signed a birthday card, not realising what it was until it had left my hands. I wrote, best wishes, bye-bye. Everyone else wrote, happy 21st. And well done, 21st.
Halfway through, Dominic needed a Jimmy, so he had to go off and he had to be replaced by a stunt double for three autographs.
Books that we had signed yesterday included a Simon Mayo Confessions book, an Old Neighbours annual, a Larry the Lamb annual, and after yesterday... Yesterday, one of the rules was no Bibles or porn. Don't bring any Bibles or porn down for us to sign. I said that we didn't want to get bogged down with the whole religion thing. Yesterday on the air, Alan said, yeah, so, like, we don't want anyone bringing a copy of Quran or anything like that. And we're like, okay, thanks, Alan. Two girls brought a copy of Kerrang! The magazine, which we were only too happy to sign because that's not religious.
My favourite book was Coping with Diabetes.
Somebody brought the Atkins diet book, which, and they asked me to sign it. So I did, saying, I haven't read this. Love, Chris.
I put Stay Away from Potatoes on that one.
Bridget Jones's diary was very
that
popular.
Was very, and also Gazza's autobiography. Or biography.
Yeah, how random was that?
I know, we had a few of those.
Yeah.
And the best thing is, and it's always the case when, you know, people come up and ask for an autograph or something like that, but especially when they've had to wait, but especially this book signing, when people were waiting for an hour, and they'd walk up and they'd go, all right, and you go, hi, what's your name? John. Can you put that to Sarah, please? All right, okay, right, to Sarah. That's not you, though, is it? No. Right, to Sarah. Where's she? She's at work. Right, and she couldn't make it? No. So you come down instead? Yeah. Do you listen? Not really. Lovely. Great to meet you.
My favourite one was somebody walking past saying, I don't want any of yours, I'm just going to talk to Chris.
He just
walked past with a ticket.
But here's the good news. There were some hotties there last night. Hubba and Bubba. That were their names. They were lovely twins. There were some good-looking people. And Will, Greyhead, actually afterwards, turned around and said, brilliant, we've got attractive listeners again.
Because for a while, they really went off the boil.
Will was cruising through the crowds, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm a darling.
I think cruising is probably
I don't mean cruising.
I think cruising is quite accurate, actually. Leching would be another good word as well.
Do you want to work in radio?
I don't think there are enough men, actually.
Really? Mm. What, in your life, generally? There's not enough time, is there, Rachel? So many men, not enough time.
Mm.
All right, so we play a track from one of the bands at the festival this weekend?
I'd like that.
Hopefully, on the CD1, should be Green Day with American Idiot. Absolutely fantastic. They're playing the main stage tonight in Leeds, and then they'll be in Reading on the Sunday. I think that's how it works.
I love that.
I think it's Friday night Reading, Saturday night Leeds, Friday night Leeds, Sunday night Reading, just to make it really confusing for everybody. because it's 3 days, two sites, right?
Yeah.
So, Friday night in Reading will be the darkness.
Yeah.
And everyone who plays Friday night in Reading...
Plays Saturday.
Plays Saturday night in Leeds, okay?
Okay.
Everyone who plays Friday night in Leeds...
Plays Sunday at Reading.
Correct.
And those who play Saturday in Reading...
Yes.
Play Sunday in Leeds.
Correct. This is a great game. This is how we should give away the tickets. Forget where's Alad. Okay, the White Stripes on stage in Reading on Saturday. Oh, Leeds on the Friday? Oh, no, Sunday. Oh,
if we did that with a big kind of tension music thing, it'd be very dramatic, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Not really, no. Oh, yeah. I'm the queen of pretender. Don't ruin it, James, don't ruin it. What do you mean?
I thought it was nice. Vocals.
No, they were rubbish.
BVs.
Beyonce, Crazy in Love. Loads of photos of her in the paper with Jay-Z. Lying on beaches, lying on yachts. Oh, but they're not going out with each other. That would be, like, madness.
Here's a shocker that surprised me this morning. Do you know he's only 23?
Who?
Jay-Z.
He's not 23.
Apparently, that's what it says in the papers. It says, rapper Jay-Z, 23.
The guy's pushing 40.
He looks a lot older, I think.
He's not 23.
That's what it says in the papers.
Jay-Z's not 23, is he, Rachel?
He's quite young.
He's not!
That'd make him, like, 2 years younger than us,
he's
Rachel.
He's old.
I'll do some research.
I'm putting money on it. Jay-Z is in his 30s.
I'll have a look.
Can't be 23.
He looks about 37.
I'd say he's about 37.
Hmm.
No, he's not. Well, he wouldn't be going out with
he's certainly
office.
Not younger
right.
than us, is he?
On the text, 8199, how old is Jay-Z? Thank you.
I'm telling you, it says 23.
So you're saying 23?
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but it says 23 in the papers.
I'm saying in his 30s, that's what I'm saying. Rachel, what are you going for?
I'm going for 24.
Right, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? Right, okay, so anyway, coming up, we're going to play top tunes from bands that are coming up at the festival this weekend. Next, a absolute corking track from Supergrass. Pump it on the stereo, we'll play in a second. After we get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet, it's 8:01.
Amelie's final steps are retraced by police.
And United are set to increase their offer for Wayne.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now coming up to 8:05.
Do you not have a dum-dum?
No, there's no dum-dum on that.
Oh, really?
No.
Do you want one?
Well, you could say dum-dum if you fancy.
Dum dum.
Radio Newsbeat, it is now 8:05.
You ready?
Radio Newsbeat.
That's the same one, isn't it?
It really is the same.
Ready? Are we?
One. It's 8:05.
See? Now it's still going. Why does that say, you know, ender?
I really don't know.
Rubbish.
Ooh, one. One.
Radio One.
There you go, it's headed now. Easy. Right, Dave, yeah.
8:05.
Yeah, you can keep telling the time if you want. Did he find out how old Jay-Z is?
Well, there seems to be some discrepancy about his age.
Right.
Because I've been on the internet, and I've tried to look in where he was born, right? And he was born Sean Carter. It's agreed that he was born on December the 4th. However, some people say he was born on the December 4th, 1969, and other people say 1970. Now, if it was 1969, he would currently be 34 years old. If it was 1970... No, I got that wrong.
He'd be...
if he was 1969, he'd be, yeah, 34.
You're listening to Dave Does Maths.
He'd be 35, wouldn't he?
No, 33.
Look, the bottom line of this is, he's not 23. Oh, here we go.
It will be 33.
No,
if he was born December the 4th, 1970, he'd currently be 33. If it was 1969, he'd be 34. 35 in December the 4th. That's his birthday.
Best quote
however,
from the book signing. Hang on, best quote from the book signing for Dave. Dave, I love your maths. From a person who actually loved maths.
Anyway, back to the story in question.
You can't do
it
maths.
Says here, in the Daily Star, page 17, Jay-Z pictured in Monte Carlo, 23.
Incorrect.
Jay-Z pictured in Monte Carlo, 23. Maybe Monte Carlo, 23 is the name of a bar.
Jay-Z, 23.
Right, okay.
Spiced up the evening at the Swanky Carmont.
Jay-Z
Club.
Is not 23. I'm sorry, but I'm right. So, Chris wins.
He's even
lose.
Older than us.
So say, sorry, Chris, you were right all along.
Because you
are great. You said he was 23.
No, I never. I said that I was shocked and appalled about the newspaper reports claiming that he was 23.
And I said he was in his 30s, and he went, no, he's not.
I thought he was older than that.
What? Older than 23?
Dave wins.
No, you don't. How do you win?
Because I just highlighted the...
He's annoying me. I'm going to switch him off. Can you say congratulations on winning, Chris?
Congratulations on winning, Chris.
Well, I don't really look at it that way, Dominic, but thanks for saying so anyway.
Good morning, Britain. It's time to rise and shine. Make a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine. Switch off your alarm clock. You're
Yes, my darling, that'll be fine. it's Natasha Bedingfield. Dave, it's the UK's official number one.
Quite right.
On the UK's official top 40 station, Radio 1.
Hosted by Wes.
That's right.
Sunday from 4 on Radio 1.
That's right. Anyway, so, in Leeds, good morning. It's coming up to 8:15. I'm Chris, this is Dave.
Hello.
We're live at BBC Radio Leeds this morning for the Reading and Leeds Festival, the Leeds version. Right?
Yep.
You got that?
I've got it.
And run me through some of the bands that you're looking forward to seeing, Dave.
What, today, tomorrow or Sunday?
Just over the whole weekend.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Green Day and Placebo. And, of course, the White Stripes and Morrissey. And who could forget? Ash and the Hives.
Okay, now run through some of the bands that you really couldn't care less about, or if, in fact, don't want to see.
It's difficult to find any that I wouldn't be interested in.
The Streets are on there.
The Streets?
Yeah.
I've never heard of...
Harbaugh Superstars on the list?
Yep, him.
It's like it's like your uncle in a pair of Y-fronts.
I've never heard of the Bronx or Conspiracy.
Well, they're actually, Conspiracy are really good.
I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Thrice.
What?
Thrice.
What?
Thrice.
Okay.
You see what we did there?
That's
it was
right.
Like a thrice
I know.
Joke.
Oh, no, you just said it four times now. Yeah, it doesn't work. What are we in? CD1?
The bottom one.
The bottom one is CD2. All right. Shh, listen. Hello, Allard.
Hello, Chris.
Hey!
Hello, Allard.
We have liftoff.
Hello, Dave.
Where's Allard? On Radio 1. Little jingle for you there, Allard.
Thank you, Chris.
Right, so we haven't done Where's Allard for a while.
No.
No, no. He sounds pretty pleased to be doing it again. Are you in a mood?
Do we have a delay on this?
Pardon?
Okay, okay. It's very cold out here, but I'm ready to do this now. I've gone and found myself a hiding place.
Right. You down some little nook and cranny somewhere?
Yes, I am. I found a small hole to go and crawl into.
Right, so, well, basically, you've got tickets for the Leeds Festival for the whole weekend?
Yes, they are.
Right, good. Who are? No, you have. Oh, well, they
no,
are
the tickets
whole
for the whole weekend.
Okay, all right, fine. And it's for Leeds, right?
It's for Leeds, yes.
Good, you just have a look
at check
there.
That.
Yeah, just have a look
I'm
at the front of the...
I'm just checking them, because I thought that is something we would do. But
yeah,
no, it is
have
Leeds.
A look at the front of the ticket.
Yeah.
Does it say Leeds on it?
It does say, yeah, coming weekend, Leeds 2004.
They're for Leeds, then that's good.
Great.
Right, so, all someone has to do is find out where you are, and then get to you. Now, do you want to do a password for this, just in case, you know, because the password then stops random people just finding you?
That's because I am sticking out a little bit today, so they could just stop me in the street, so it'd be good if they listen to the show as well.
Okay, so maybe that should be the password, then.
Sticking out down the back alley.
I see you're sticking out, Allard. Do you fancy that?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so the password is, if you see Allard, you have to go up to him and shout, I see you're sticking out, Allard! Brilliant.
Okay.
Right, so whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm in an English city.
Right,
right. Right,
okay.
I've travelled.
Yeah, you're in Leeds, right?
Well, maybe, I might be, but I could be anywhere.
Right.
I've travelled 20 minutes from the studio, but that could be because we got lost on the way.
Right, did you get lost on the way?
Yeah, Will was driving.
Right, so they're in Leeds.
You know, Will spent an hour last night on the city loop.
Oh, from the train station?
Yeah.
Do you know what, can I just say, I really thought he would, and I thought to myself, I should really go with him, and so he can get back from the train station back to the hotel, and I thought, he's going to get lost unless I go with him. But I really can't be bothered, and I really want a quick pint, and so I left him to
him. Chris.
I know, but we had a great time without him for about an hour.
We had a good laugh.
Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, so you're in Leeds.
I'm in an English city, 20 minutes from the studio, and I'm in a car park.
I think I know where he is, Dave.
So you're sticking out in a car park?
I'm sticking out in a car park.
What's the English city? What's the phrase again? I see you're sticking out, Allard.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I like that. Are they the only clues you're going to give us?
That's all I'm going to give you right now. I'm going to be vague to start off with.
Allard, can I ask an incisive question?
Yes?
Is the car park open air, or is it indeed multi-storey?
Ooh.
It's open air.
Ah. Are there cars there already, or is it mainly empty?
It's mainly empty.
Ah. Are you near...
I know, I'm giving too much away.
Alan,
I'm giving too much away.
Are you near a major trunk road?
That's too much. I am next to a big bus.
Ah.
That flew away.
From where you are right now, can you see any zebras?
No.
I thought you might have been in the zoo. I thought you might have been in the car park at the zoo. But...
Cross off zoo.
No, yeah. Hang on a second.
Zoo.
No
gone.
Zoo.
Hang on.
Right.
No. I didn't say I'm not in a zoo. I just say I can't see the zebras.
But Alan Treehart, there isn't...
I could be in the monkey section.
No, Alan, that's great. But there isn't a zoo in Leeds. It's half a gag, right? All right, so if you think you know where Alad is, A, you're weird, but B, get to where he is, and you need to be the first person up to him to shout, I see you're sticking out, Alad.
That's I see you're sticking out, Alad.
Right. And you can win. Is it a pair of tickets for the Leeds Festival, Alad?
Yep.
It's a pair.
All right, good. All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
See them.
Bye.
Bye.
He sounds rubbish. He sounds bored, doesn't he?
Mm.
We don't know what his problem is. Can he still hear us?
I think so.
Yes.
Oh, is he there?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, that's...
What happened to your CD player?
Oh, it just stopped. Alad, right. We'll check in with you in about 5 minutes' time.
Okay, cool.
All right. Shout goodbye when I say now. Ready?
Oh, the CD player's knackered.
Alad, listen, while you're there, let's just have a chitter-chatter about what you're getting up to this weekend.
So, the bus you can see, cool. Alad, what does it say on the front of the bus?
I might be giving too much away, actually.
Right.
It's a special bus.
For special people.
Is it the play bus? But where does it go?
But where does it stop?
What's for the sign of the lollipop? Give me a shout, Rachel.
No.
Okay, good. Right. We need to get out of this link immediately.
Link overboard.
I'm telling you. Eject! Eject! Quick! Bye, Alad!
Bye!
There you go. God love him. And don't lose sailing him. Right. It's 8:22 at Radio 1. Find Alad. Be the first one there to shout, I see you're sticking out, Alad. A pair of tickets for the Leeds Festival could be yours. There you go.
God, you know, I nearly passed out then. I was holding my breath so long until you finished.
Don't You've laugh, gone Rachel. Red, are you?
Why are you holding your breath?
Because I was holding my breath until you'd finish your... that bit, and then I was going to do the... but I was kind of like...
Your redness has been completely counterbalanced by your cream cardigan that you're wearing this
morning.
It's
not a cardigan.
I think you'll find, my love, you're wearing a cardi. You've come oop north, and you've got a cardi on. Pipe and slippers, sir?
I think it's quite a trendy cardigan, actually.
He's wearing a Dom, is that a cardi?
You've gone all folk on our ass.
Rachel, is that a cardi?
It is a cardigan.
It's
not a cardigan.
I think you'll find, as Danny Cowan would say, that's a cardigan.
A cardigan.
That's a cardigan.
It's a cardigan.
It's a cardigan. Cardigan.
Cardigan.
Cardigan.
You're in cardigan.
Yes, cardigan.
You're all right.
It's very feminine for you, Dave.
Oh, get in. Let's question Dave's sexuality on live on national radio.
Can I just state that this is not an effeminate cardigan?
Or an effeminate cardigan? Dave, what would happen if you had a power shower next to a cardigan?
I don't know. That would be wrong.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. I see where you're going with the link with that, but
I know what you're saying.
He wasn't willing to
I didn't
want to
say it.
No.
Why?
Be a power shower in a cardigan.
Cardigan.
Power shower. Goodbye, Northern Ireland.
No. I like to say, as Jimmy Nesbitt used to say in Cold Feet, Rachel. That's it. That's
Rachel.
That's all I got. Rachel. That's all I can do. Rachel. That's it.
There used to be a Northern Irish girl that worked in the bar that I used to go into, and the two words she taught us were, you're a bird, get out now.
which part of Africa was she from again?
She was from Northern Ireland.
Right, okay.
You're a bird, get out now.
My friend Siobhan, she's from Northern Ireland, she sounds exactly like
Does
that.
Does she?
Yeah.
Does she work in the bar?
No.
Colin Murray's now sitting at her banging his head against his wall.
Cardigan, cardigan, cardigan. I feel the whole of the UK is slightly closer now. we've done this.
It's like hands across the water, isn't it?
Hey, don't start the Germans, whatever you do.
August Bank. The August Bank.
bottle full of blood, my mind melting to me. You see the text message that comes in from James Gloucester? No. He's phone number ends 071. Can't see it. Okay. It's another play on the Goldie Looking Chain song title. No, I haven't got it. Okay, right.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We a club.
That's my boy, Fiddy. Right. I call him Arthur Dollar. Or Arthur, for short. Came in Winchester the other night, I'm like, hello, Arthur. There's a minder gag, but...
They're repeating that at the moment. I think it's on Paramount Comedy or something.
So believe.
It's very good.
Hey, man. By the way, somebody texted in saying, shut up, you fat swear word, and leave us alone, from some guy in Northern Ireland. I wasn't saying anything about the Northern Ireland accent at all. All I said was, Richel, and that was it. Dave was the one who was pointing the finger and mocking at you.
I wasn't mocking.
Yes, you were.
I wasn't mocking anybody.
I think Dave's the one that you should abuse on the text messages. Write something rude to Dave to 81199. That's 81199. And while you're at it, say, but Chris, you're okay.
The only mocking taking place was the fact that you very rudely said that I was wearing an effeminate cardigan.
No, you were wearing it. It was good to see you admitting it's a cardigan.
I don't think it is a cardigan.
You were,
but I don't know what else you call a jumper with a zip.
Cardigan,
thank you. BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat. Dave was wearing a cardigan. That news just in. We'll have more on that Cardi story later. Right, find out if anybody's found Alan in a bit. We'll play Rachel's favourite record from America, JoJo. We'll play a great bit of Ash as well to get ready for the festival. Let's get some news from Dominic now. It's 8.32.
And the main news this morning is all about the search for... And the much-trailed weather. The rain clearing slowly in the south, brighter in the north, but still more showers.
Yes, but that's all fine. But what about if you're driving? You need to know about the roads.
Yeah, they're going to be okay. Here are the roads now.
One road travel.
Oh, boys, that was. West Yorkshire A-Road special this morning. It's the A65. Hello to you if you're on it. Absolutely no problems to report on Kirkstall Road at the Cavendish Street Junction in Leeds.
One road travel on Radio 1.
It's now 8.37 nearly.
Could it be a fleece?
What?
This.
No, Dave, you're wearing a cardigan. There you go. Juliet.
Chris.
Dave was wearing a cardigan, right?
I know, I did question his...
There you go. Say it.
Campsite.
Thank you.
I don't think wearing a cardigan is effeminate, Juliet.
It's a cream one, though, Dave.
Do you remember, I got as a birthday present, a Christmas present from a friend of mine, a really nice... cardigan. It was like very expensive. Do you remember? It was like Aramony or something like that. It was really nice, right?
I remember it.
Yeah, and I came in and he said, oh, that's nice. And Dave goes, you're wearing a cardigan. You, Dave, are now wearing a cardigan also.
Mine, too, is an expensive cardigan.
You got it for free?
I don't think men should wear cardigans.
The only thing that makes it a camp is you've got a light blue lion on the side. Very vicious.
Oh, don't come anywhere near me.
Roar.
It's not a lion, it's a pattern.
Okay, it's a lion.
I think it's a fleece, anyway.
It's not a fleece.
Roar. Fleece is fleecy. Oh, I'm on Dave's arm. I'm a lion.
I don't think it's effeminate.
It is.
Bite you.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being effeminate, Dave.
And I'm not effeminate, I don't
okay.
think. I mean,
but,
you know.
Listen, there is nothing wrong with trying out, you know, other types of clothing. And I think...
Whoa. Don't put me in your bracket.
Right, so to speak.
Whoa! What do you mean that by that?
I'm not interested in all the options that are out there like you.
Listen, Eddie Izzard wannabe. If you want to wear what you're comfortable in, you wear what you're comfortable in.
I don't think that wearing a cardigan...
Pair of stillies, Dave?
...counts as being a cross-dresser.
You can borrow my poncho.
Hey?
You can borrow my poncho.
I've got my own poncho. Thank you very much, Rachel. And mine is nicer than yours.
Yeah. That proves that he's all man. He may not be a lady, but he's all woman, as Lisa Stansfield once sang. And she's from England too, where we are.
Target referencing. Ask your grandparents.
Shut up. Oh, dear. Weather today in Athens, Jules?
Weather today in Athens. Actually, it's slightly cloudy, but you can see the blue skies just behind. No grey. Sun shining. I don't know what you're laughing at. And it's going to be another really hot day.
Hang on, we just had this weather flash in.
Yeah?
A heat wave in Leeds for the whole weekend. Boy, oh boy, will it be hot.
Keep dreaming.
I'll tell you how hot it's going to be.
Go on, then.
Dave's going to have to take his cardigan off. Tell you that for nothing, right?
Go ahead.
Richard.
Hello, Chris.
Right, has anybody found you?
No one's found me, and Dom's wrong. It's not nice. It's raining.
Well, it's, I, you know, I, we're... All right, then.
Good. All right, so Alan has prepared tickets for this weekend's Leeds Festival. It's weekend passes. Can you camp, Alan?
No.
Really?
No, you can't. Not with these, no. Right. You want to. These are, yeah, these are nice tickets.
Right. You have no idea, have you?
Yeah, you can do camping at the Leeds.
Yeah.
And these aren't camping tickets. These are just normal tickets.
Rocking tickets.
Right, okay.
Exactly.
If you would like to win them, all you have to do is find Alid. He is somewhere, we think, in Leeds, and the clues so far that he gave were rubbish. He's in a car park. Has anyone found you?
20 minutes from the studio. No one's found me
yet.
What
a surprise.
No, I'm here on my own.
Right, yeah. Well, the story of your life, Al. I think you need to give out some more clues.
Okay, in front of me I can see a row of houses.
Oh, yeah, I know where he is.
Really? I'm feeling sporty, and you've got to be pushy to get to me. And nearby, you could hear leather against a willow.
Ah, it's a cricket reference.
Are you at that club night you were talking about last night?
No, not that one.
What's that night you're talking about, Chaps?
You can't say the one you were talking about. It's an entirely different name. I'll do sign language for you.
No, you're fine. Same to you, Dave. Right, so I think I know where you are then.
Well, nearby you could hear this. I'm not saying I'm there. I'm saying it's nearby.
What was your sporty clue?
Leather on willow.
No,
I'm feeling sporty, and you've got to be pushy to get to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make sense at the end.
No.
Alid.
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Are you in Headingley?
You want me to answer that already?
That's a yes then. Right, if you know where he
yes,
is, find him, but you've got to be the first one to him, and you've also got to shout out, I see you're sticking out, Alid.
I see you're sticking out, Alid.
Good luck, Alid, and we'll check back in with you in about two records time.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy, is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
The Federation Against Non-Smoking or something, not, you know, 40, something like that. That's Ash, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I meant the band, though. Although I do think they do a worthwhile job.
Public Service Broadcasting.
Thank you very much. Shall we find out if anyone's found him?
Yes, please. Okay.
Chris.
All right, so you have a pair of tickets for the Leeds Festival for this weekend. To see such bands as Supergrass, Green Day, 50 Cent, Placebo, The Streets, The White Stripes, Morrissey, Dizzy Rascal, Super Furry Animals, Graham Coxon, The Darkness, The Offspring.
Random.
Ash, The Hives, Jurassic 5.
Fantastic band.
Ding 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 ding. Do you know that? You know that
Concrete
one?
Schoolyard.
Yeah. Alan has no idea, do you, Alan?
No, I don't.
Right, okay, fine. Has anybody found you?
In the last minute and a half, a few people have started turning up. The cars are coming into the car park as we speak. And we have a dilemma.
Go on.
When people arrive, I put them in a bit of a queue.
Right.
And at the front of the queue is a guy called Dave, then we've got Keith, and then in fifth place, I have to go and whisper this, is, remember Hubba and Bubba from last night?
Oh, whoa.
Hubba and Bubba?
What, the fit girls?
Hubba and Bubba, yes.
Right.
Okay. From the book signing yesterday.
I don't see a dilemma.
They're in fifth place.
Right, right. Fix it.
Give them, Alid, give them all a ticket with a number on it, but just make sure that they get number one. A bit like when you go to the deli counter in Sainsbury's.
That's right, Dave, because Alid always walks around with a lot of raffle tickets in his back pocket, just in case of scenarios such as this.
I haven't checked if the passwords are right yet, so I don't know if, you know, we might get down to number five in the queue.
What girls are, which ones are they?
Kimberly and Kate. Karen, that's it.
Oh, man. Seriously, Karen.
Do you remember those?
Karen's a major piece of ass.
Yes, she is.
She's cute, isn't she?
Yes.
And Kimberly as well. Do you know, she's cute as well.
Mm.
See, now, so what you're telling me is you've got these two hotties, or some ugly men?
Basically, yes.
Well, there's no contest as far as I'm concerned. Do you know what? We better go with the rules, though.
Why?
Huh? Really?
Surely it's our game, our show.
Okay.
We win.
The person who found you first?
Yes.
Okay. What are they wearing?
What are you wearing? You go, a red top and some very comfortable trousers and white pumps.
Not really dressed for a festival, are they?
What are the hotties wearing?
Karen's wearing quite a short black top, very short miniskirt, and some cowboy boots.
Oh, man, now that is festival wear. By the sound of it, she's still in the same clothes as she was at the book signing yesterday. The tramp.
I think she is, actually, yes.
Okay. Well, she didn't have anything to get changed into this morning when she left. Anyway...
I see, Will is taking so many photos right now, Chris, you wouldn't believe.
No, I would believe it, because he's a ledge. Oh, that'll be the music disappearing then. Okay.
What shall I do then? What shall I do?
I think we're going to have to go with the first person who turned up. It's only fair.
I'm going to put you on to Dave now.
Okay,
great. Find out the password's right.
Great.
Okay, here's Dave.
Mm. Hi there.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Not too bad.
All right. Where are you from, Dave?
From Leeds.
Where obviously? Whereabouts?
Winmore.
Oh, very nice. That's kind of like the Las Vegas of Leeds.
Is it nice?
Yeah, beautiful. All right, so what is today's password for Allard?
I see you're sticking out, Allard.
He's the right answer! Yay!
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Now, listen, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
27.
27. Now, do you not think you're a bit too old for these kind of festivals, and maybe you should give the tickets to those two hot girls behind you?
Oh, no, you can't miss these festivals.
Right, okay.
They do look quite hot, I'll give you that.
Yeah, they do. They really do. Oh, man. Well, listen, congratulations, you win the tickets. We'll see you over the weekend. Put me back onto Adam now, if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Hi,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, whatever, bye. Hi, mate.
Hello.
Okay. How many... Is that the tickets gone, then? You don't have any more?
Well, I have got two more tickets now, but we also have a very large people carrier car, so I can bring them back with me if you want.
Well, the girls...
Yeah.
Dominic?
Welcome to a new feature called Abusing Your Position.
Rachel, you're the producer of the show and a woman. So what do you think we should do in a situation like this? Now, I've got to be honest. I've ticked the box. I've done the right thing and given that fella the tickets. However, seriously, I need to get some action this weekend.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Alan's going to give another pair away. Mm-hmm. They could just follow him.
Right, brilliant. And we can just fix it that way. But
and then that means we'll do it really quickly then.
Why doesn't Alan just give them a lift to the next location? And then he goes, right, guess where I am? And they go, we found you. Oh, well done. Oh, you won the tickets.
But then again,
sounds
other people might follow him.
Alan, what do you think, seriously now, what do you think our chances would be with these two hotties? Do you think, if they'd be interested in me or Dave?
What, honestly?
Yes.
I've taken my cardigan off.
Well, if the cardigan's gone, Dave, I think you stand a great chance, but,
yeah, thank you, too late.
I think it might be good.
So what about me?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Well, hang on a second.
yeah, whatever.
So what you're saying is no?
What I'm saying is you're the presenter of the show, and I'm on your show, so yes, of course they would.
So they're not interested in me, then? Oh, well, stuff it. They can whistle for the tickets in that case. You know what I mean? Only joking, ladies. Right, well, look, are you going to go to a second location, then, with the second lot of tickets?
I am, yes.
Okay, well, go and do that, and it's up to you if you want to give the girls a lift. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Speak to you later. Bye.
Bye. There you go. It would have sounded great with the Mission Impossible music theme running all the way through, but the CD just decided to go, no, I'm not playing anymore, so, there you go. What are we doing now, Rachel? I've had a blank.
I had a record.
Which one?
Track CD one.
She says it happens. Do you remember the girls from last night?
Yeah, Bubba and Bubba.
Yeah. Oh,
one was more Hubba than the other, Bubba.
I personally wouldn't have said that. Certainly not on national radio.
Well...
I'd say one was more Hubba and the other one was a bit more Bubba.
Yes. Yeah.
And Joss agrees, as you can hear.
Are you digging on me? Yeah. My love. Yeah.
wait a minute, your love is super. There you go. That's the great Josh Stone and Super Duper Love, perfectly mixed into the tedious Link music, seamlessly, in fact. You like that?
Yes.
Good. Still concentrating on these two girls, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, no. Right, how do you get to today's tedious Link from yesterday's tedious Link, the brilliant Beloved and Hello?
Hello rhymes with yellow, which is a big hit for Coldplay. One of the members of Coldplay is, I think, having a baby. Baby, I Don't Care was the top song from Transvision Vamp. Transvision Vamp were fronted by blonde bombshell Wendy James. Wendy James shares the same surname as David James, who plays for Manchester City. Manchester City tomorrow face Charlton Athletic. Charlton Athletic are one of the few football clubs in England whose name begins and ends with the same letter, and in that respect share something in common with Northampton Town, York City, Aston Villa and Liverpool. Liverpool is the birthplace of Jennifer Ellison, who won the reality TV show Hell's Kitchen under the tutorage of Gordon Ramsay. Ramsay Street is where Madge and Harold Bishop live. Madge Bishop has a son called Henry, who I think is still in prison. And if you take the word prison and remove the letters I, S, O and N and add the letters O, D, I, G and Y, you get Prodigy, which links us to this morning's tedious Link track. It is The Prodigy and No Good Start the Dance.
Is this a real I just want to play The Prodigy this morning, tedious Link?
Yes, I'll tell you the full story after this.
Okay, good, all right. Turn it up loud, everybody. It's for The Prodigy at Radio 1. Rockalulas, as some people have said once. Great record, Prodigy. I like that. Dave, seamless?
Yes, I think so.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well, actually, one thing that's come up on the text messages is the fact that they think that Madge Bishop is actually dead and doesn't live in Ramsay Street anymore. I cannot confirm or deny this.
I don't know. What?
I'm pretty sure she is.
Is she?
Yeah.
Dead.
Yes.
But didn't Harold die on a scouting trip and
he came back, yeah.
Didn't he, like, drown in a river or something?
Fell off a cliff or something.
Yeah. And then he came back again.
But apparently he was so fat, bounced all the way back up again. Just like real life, eh?
Dull.
Oh! Yes. Right, this might work, okay?
Yep.
We had to do the echo, okay?
Yep.
Do you want to test it first?
Yes, if you want.
Hello?
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 Yes, it's working. We're going to do something different for the next hour. On Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, they're going to do the 10-hour takeover. They've done this before, and I said this before, I don't know any radio station in the world that does this, and I absolutely genuinely mean that. The feature is, text in what song you'd like to hear, and Radio 1 will play it. Right, not guaranteed, because obviously, you know, thousands of people text in, but if you would like to hear the Grain Chill theme tune, text in, and they might play it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear Kylie Minogue Got To Be Certain, text in, they might play it. If you want to hear Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley, text in, they might play it. If you want to hear, you know, Primal Scream, The Mac Lads, AC/DC, Nat King Cole.
Anything, really, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I don't think there are any limits at all.
The Mac Lads.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Macclesfield.
Anything. I was going to think of bizarre bands. But anyway, that's with the 10-hour takeover, Bank Holiday Monday. We're not on Monday, so we're going to do it now for an hour. Stand by your phones, think of an absolutely brilliant song, and get ready to text. But before that, it's halftime of the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to run.
You didn't bring it, did you?
No. Oh, we did, but it's on CD. It's too awkward.
You can't have half-time without Senor Coconut.
Well, we just have. Get used to it, my friend.
Okay.
Right. Can I just say, by the way, last time, one of the last times we were in Leeds, we got sent loads of really nice food and stuff from our friends in Leeds. And today we've been sent Naffle.
I'm starving.
Well, what would you like? You watch, Rachel. This is, you're in my hometown now. I click my fingers and they come a running.
Well, I'd really like a sausage sandwich, but that's not very healthy, is it?
I will sort that out for you.
Maybe I should have some fruit as well.
How about, if anyone's listening in a sausage sandwich shop...
It's difficult to say
near
that.
...near the studios, that, and they also do fruit, they could drop it off to... Rachel, brackets, in Studio 1, Radio Leeds, in the new building, which is 2 St. Peter's Square. Do you like that? It's next to Ward... It's kind of sandwiched between the Playhouse and Wardrobe.
Do you know what? I haven't had a peppermint tea today, either.
Don't push it, you greedy cow. That's all I'm saying. Dominic, what would you like?
I'd like chicken. Not a chicken, but like a chicken burger or something.
Right.
At 9:10 in the morning.
Well, I don't eat sausage or bacon.
So, hang on, Rachel, you want a sausage sandwich and fruit?
Tomato sauce, yeah.
Right, fruit and tomato sauce. That's
and weird. A peppermint tea. I'll pay for it.
No, we're blagging. Dave, what would you like?
I'm not sure. I want some kind of breakfast sandwich, but I'm not sure what.
Surprise.
So maybe a breakfast sandwich surprise, possibly containing sausage, bacon and eggs.
A breakfast sandwich surprise.
With tomato sauce, please. Right. White bread. No
what
crust,
would I like?
You.
I'd like those two girls that should have won the tickets.
Hubba and Bubba.
Leeds.
With tomato sauce.
In between two slices of bread.
Hubba Bubba sandwich.
That's easy for you to say.
I'm not saying it again.
Also, if you are, just on the off chance, if anyone's listening who does some kind of breakfast delivery service, if you can do a massive plate of sausage, bacon, beans, fried bread, all that, and send it to Radio Leeds to Phil in Studio 2. That's all, just Phil in Studio 2. Just as much breakfast as you can for the guy next door who'd really appreciate it, honestly. I'd like a car.
For breakfast?
I'd like one of those as well.
Well, no, you all went for... I don't know why you all went for food options. I'd like a Porsche Carrera.
I'd like Brad Pitt and George Clooney in the car as well.
They're not from Leeds.
Oh.
Oh, no, hang on. Someone just said yes. They're currently staying in Gipton for the weekend. Very Leeds joke, that was. Sorry about that. Right, so the new studios of Radio Leeds, where we are today, is 2 St. Peter's Square. So why not send your free stuff to St. Peter's Square?
It'd be send it to St. Peter's Square,
that's
wouldn't
right.
It?
Yes, that's right.
To St.
And also sausage sandwiches addressed to... send some to us in Studio 1, but also send some to Phil in Studio 2. Rachel.
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase, so don't call 08700 100 100.
Right, so Scott Mills and JK and Joel on Monday will do the 10-hour takeover. You literally text in what you'd like to hear and then radio and try and play it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Ronnie says, you two, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Great record.
Brilliant.
And we'll have a look, and if we can find it, we'll play it. Ray in Suffolk says, In a Broken Dream by Python Lee Jackson.
I think we've lost that one.
Seriously, Ray, if you like Python Lee Jackson, do you really like what we play? Here's Joss Stone. I don't know, would you? I don't know.
I've never heard of Python Lee Jackson.
Rob wants Foo Fighters.
Which one?
Aurora.
Nice.
Michael from Bolton wants him to turn his Teenage Kicks. Martin in Plymouth wants Let's Go Crazy by Prince and the Revolution, which I was going to play as Buzz Off the other morning.
Do you? Yeah. I like that.
So get texting. What would you like to hear? 81199. This is for 1 hour only till 10 o'clock. You choose the music that we... Well, we're going to choose it, really. We're just going to pretend you're choosing it, make up names. 81199, tell us what song you'd like to hear and we will play it. I am going to start the ball rolling.
With what?
With a song that I have just chosen. So one of my compilation CDs that I brought up to Leeds for the Buzz Off track. Are you ready?
Yep.
81199 on the text. The 50-minute takeover, 49-minute takeover on Radio 1 starts now.
The air attack warning sounds like this is the sound.
See, Dave, that's how you do it, my friend. That's
top
how
record.
You do it. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Two Tribes, and before and after that was that
The Jam, Town Called Malice.
Town Called Malice, doom, 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 which you chose.
Well,
which came from Dave
in Derbyshire.
Derbyshire. Mm. Thank you, Dave. And he says, please play The Jam, A Town Called Malice, for my friend
Terry.
There you go, Dave. You say we play on Radio 1.
Damn straight. Thank you very much. And the next choice will be from a Dominic from Burnshire. So that should be another good one there. What are you doing?
He's a friend of a friend, apparently.
Good. Right, if you want Reading and Leeds tickets, but only for Leeds, listen up. Hello, Allard.
Hello, Chris.
Ah, yes. Are you at location number two?
I am at location number two.
Okay. Right, so you have a pair of tickets for the Leeds Festival, correct?
Correct.
All right, good. We need to know where you are and people need to find you. Are we doing a password for this or not?
Yeah, fine, yeah. What do you want?
Do we need to do one?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, feel free to speak, by the way, Allard, again, you know. It's...
Sorry, I'm not sure you've done to me, sorry there.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Allard, do we need a password for this feature?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba, there you go. Hang on, nice. Hubba Bubba Allard.
Mm-hmm. Hubba Bubba Allard.
Sure,
yeah.
And simple.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Nice. Okay, right, so give us some clues as to your whereabouts.
Okay, I'm in an English city.
Mm-hmm. Leeds.
I'm indoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, go on.
And I can see an ab cruncher.
What?
An ab cruncher.
An
ab cruncher.
What's that?
Is that like something in a gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You get on these things and you crunch your abs and you work them out.
Are you in my mum's bedroom?
No.
Right, okay. I was just checking. She's always working on her abs. The what?
Oh, okay. Your mum's got an ab cruncher?
No, it was a joke. For God's sake. She's 64, for Christ's sake. Do you know what I mean?
There's an age limit to ab crunching.
Yeah, 63, of course, exactly. As everybody knows. So you're in Leeds, or in a city, rather, is in Leeds. You're indoors.
Yes.
And you can see an ab cruncher.
Yes.
Can I ask some questions?
Yes, you
can. You see other gym equipment?
No.
Oh, right. Mm,
so it's not a gymnasium.
Well, well done, Dave. Got to tell you, you're like Magnum P.I. after a shave. Right, okay, so if you know where Allard is, you need to get to him. He's... I think those clues are rubbish, personally. I think he could be anywhere. He could be in, like, yes, ab cruncher shop.
They're supposed to be quite vague.
Play a record and come back to him then.
Yeah, but we finish at 10. Again, once... Nice talking to you, Allard. Oi, Allard, feel free to speak to me, by the way.
I'm speaking. Hello, I'm here.
Right, good.
I thought you'd be guessing by now, that's all. I thought
well,
you'd
well you're in a room with an ab cruncher. I don't know where you are.
I'll guess if you
okay,
want.
Okay, there's a little note next to me. A little note. I can see the note here. It says, Keely, me and Kim have just popped out for drinks with Chris Moyles. See you soon. Oh, there you go. There's a little note here. Imagine having that in an ab crunching shop.
What?
You're guessing.
Are you in somebody's bedroom, Allard?
No, not a bedroom.
Keely and Kim just popped out for drinks with Chris Moyles. What, with an ab cruncher? Are you on drugs?
Yeah. Go on, Allard, give them another clue.
Allard, are you on glue?
No, I'm not.
I'm in a room with an ab cruncher and a note from Kimberly and Keely or whatever.
I've got a cup of tea, thank you very much. It's a bit strong, but...
Strong tea, where could he be?
Are you in someone's house?
Yes, I am.
But whose house could he be in?
Who lives in a house like this?
I'll come back to you. I'm too confused.
Okay, fine.
All right, okay.
Speak to you in a second.
Yeah, is it nice tea, by the way?
It's a bit strong for me, actually.
Oh, is it? You ungrateful sod. Well, if we get any peppermint tea, we'll send it over to you. All right, laddie da.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye. All right, so there you go. I think I might know, but I'm not going to say in case it sounds stupid.
I have a hunch too.
I'm sorry to hear that. What you should do is you should walk with your shoulders back.
Or have it go on the abs cruncher.
That's right.
Straight in the back.
Yeah. Right, 10-hour takeover on Bank Holiday Monday. We are abusing our position and playing what you want to hear between now and 10 o'clock. We've had Frank Goes to Hollywood. We've had The Jam. Are you ready for another one?
Yes, we are.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Yet another good track.
I'd forgotten how good that sounds.
Exactly. Duran Duran, View to a Kill. It's time to find out where Allard is in our feature. Where's Allard? Allard!
Hello?
Hello, Allard!
Hello, Chris.
All right, so, I've got an idea of where you may be.
Right, that's good, because get this, I've been found.
Have you?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know, I don't know if this person knows the password or anything, but I have been found.
Right, so you're in someone's... You're in a house?
I am, yes.
Okay, I'm hoping... Can I have a guess?
Yes.
I'm hoping you're in the house that belongs to the two hot mamas.
Do you know... Yes, I am!
Yay! He's in the Hubba Bubba house.
This is... This is brilliant for you. There's eight of them who live here.
Wow.
Eight girls live here.
Right, Dave, I need your tickets for the festival. So who was the first person to find you then, Alid, even though you're at their house?
The first person to find me was Karen.
Okay, so
can I
speak
to her? Her on?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
You're all right.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm playing cool and hard to get, Dave.
It's nice.
Yeah, I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, okay. So, would you like some tickets for the Leeds Festival this weekend?
I would love some tickets, thanks, Chris.
I bet you would. What is today's... password?
It's Hubba Bubba Alice.
It's the right answer! Congratulations! Yay!
Well done, Karen.
So, Karen, my darling, you were at the book signing yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, I was indeed.
You're very quiet, by the way.
Oh no, can you still hear me?
Yeah, but you're just quiet. You were at the book signing yesterday with your friend.
Yes.
And you both prefer Joe Wiley to me, I found out later.
No, I prefer you, Chris.
Right, yeah, you do now that you've got the tickets.
Yes,
yeah.
Do now, yes.
That's fine, good. Well, listen, then we'll see you at the festival over the weekend then.
Yeah, do we get to go into the Radio 1 tent?
Well, to be honest, if it depends how accommodating you are, love, you get to go wherever you want. But, and hopefully, likewise. So, thank you very much for coming to see us yesterday. Thank you for letting Alan go to your house.
Oh, it's okay.
We'll see.
Missing out on bacon butties and tea.
Wow.
Okay. Chris?
Yes?
Who'd have thought she'd go quiet? She's gone nervous on you now.
Do you know why? She wants me that much. That's what it is.
Is it true?
That's,
really?
Oh, okay, mate, yeah, seriously. She's never been with a big man before.
I'm sure that's true. I'd also like to thank the fact that I was at Leeds Rhinos earlier on, and they've got a big match ahead of them. They're playing Castleford Tigers, and if they win, apparently, that'll be the first time since 1972 that they're top of the table.
You are such a Rhinos fan.
I know.
You could be Ronnie the Rhino.
I'll fit straight in there.
Okay.
Good luck.
Get Will to take more photos of the girls, and then get your ass back to the studios, all right?
He's running out of memory on the camera.
Tell him to buy a new memory stick. I don't give a rat's ass.
Okay.
Right, thank you, Alan. See you in a bit.
Bye, Chris.
Bye. There you go. It's the hour news, isn't it, Dominic, even though it's on the half hour?
That's right, with playlist.
That's right. Well, we're about to go into the news, Dave, which means we have to somber the turn into serious news.
Okay,
talk.
Serious stuff.
Okay, and you do it like this, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right, more of your favourite songs in a minute. As the warm-up to Monday's 10-hour takeover continues, we will have 30 minutes of good songs coming up, all chosen by you, and maybe yours, between now and 10 o'clock. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:30.
Explosives are found in one of the two Russian planes that crashed.
And we've just heard Paula will run tonight in Athens.
BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat.
The Darkness picked up two prizes at last night's Kerrang Awards. They're now Best British and Best Live Band. And The Darkness will be playing as part of the Leeds and Reading Festival this weekend.
If you need... Because the clips are broken, the news clips. If you want me to pretend to be someone talking about the weather, just give me a nudge.
Okay, I might do, actually.
Okay, right.
Okay. Tomorrow there's Creamfield and then it's Carnival. Many fans will be keeping a close watch on the weather. These fans in Leeds are going to keep a close watch on the weather too.
I hope it's going to stay dry because it's going to be like a great festival. So, I mean, me and my mate were saying if it rains, it might put a damper on things.
I hate rain, mate.
All right.
I hate rain.
It's a bit long.
Do you want to try it again?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
According to Radio Leeds, we've just found out, there will be patchy drizzle, but it will clear, leaving it dry with sunny spells today. And some weather for Reading. Rain this morning, but turning drier this afternoon.
Yay! Now, hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, before you go into the sport, and you're all going to have to go with me on this, boys and girls listening in the car. You need to find out whether the sport clips are playing, because otherwise Juliet will have nothing to say.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's try.
Let's try a sport clip.
No.
Okay. Good luck, Juliet, with the sport.
Okay, thank you very much. In the last few minutes, though, very important, Paul has confirmed she will run the...
It's now 9:34.
Do you know, I don't know what the most painful thing is about doing a link that really screws up. It's A, the fact that it screws up and I get annoyed, or Dave's face, which just has a look of, this is rubbish.
It was rubbish, though, wasn't it?
The whole news bulletin, Dave's just like, this is rubbish. Juliet, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to all the sport clips. I was going to be Brendan Foster and everybody for you, but I don't think you were that pleased.
Oh, well, you know, don't expect us to win, hey? There's nothing like cheering us all up, is there, telling us not to expect us to win?
That's what he said. I didn't say that, though.
I know.
That was Olympic medalist Brendan Foster.
Yeah, who'll be commentating on her race tonight. Yeah, don't expect us to win.
You watch, though. If she wins, he'll go, I told you so. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dear. Has that ever happened before, all the clips just...
I don't know what happened.
I don't think we should highlight the
problem. I'm blaming Dominic.
It's always Dominic's fault.
Yeah, the reason being, he's rubbish.
I'm pressing play and I'm not hearing anything.
Neither's anyone else.
You do the math.
What?
I've no idea.
Button.
Moon.
Play equals nothing. That's the math. Oh, this is going nowhere fast, man. Seriously, that being on Six Music. Listen, Juliet, have a great weekend.
You have a good weekend.
Are we talking to you on Monday in Athens?
I don't think we're on Monday, are we?
No, we're not. It's Bank Holiday Monday.
Yay!
Are we talking to you on Tuesday in Athens?
No, in London on
Yay! She's coming home. Let's not sing it. All right. So listen, I will talk to you, and I'll see you back in the studio on Tuesday
with lots of presents too.
Have a great journey back, and enjoy the end of the Olympics.
Enjoy the festival.
Bye.
Bye.
So it's me. It's Bank Holiday Monday. It's a 10-hour takeover with Scott and JK and Joel. They play what you want to hear. 8199 on text. Is there anything you would like us to play? Dave, have you had any more people texting in?
Chris, yes I have. Stuart in Dundee, Rich in Nottingham, Christina in Dudley, and Drew, Jim and Tom on the way to Newquay. This is for you.
We have no rules anymore, Dave. There are no rules. If there were any rules, you'd just torn them up and thrown them on the floor.
We're Radio Mavericks.
We're dangerous and we don't care. Why? Because we're 200 miles away from management. That's why.
Should we have some more, then?
Yeah, but before you do that, explain what we're doing as well. We're doing a 10-hour takeover on Monday. You choose what Radio 1 plays. We're not on a Monday, so we're just having a little rehearsal to get you in the mood for it, right?
It's kind of an hors d'oeuvre, really.
Anything you want, just text in. If we can find it, we'll try and play it for you. Right?
Yep.
Already, Friend Goes to Hollywood, The Jam.
Duran Duran, A View to a Kill.
And that was Oasis.
Right, some more text coming in.
Oh, you're going then.
Do you want some more now?
Yes, but don't. I need to do something. I'm going to throw something in.
Right.
Right. For those people who don't want to choose something because they're quite happy listening.
Yeah.
Normally on a Friday we do the football ticket giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done it. So we're going to do the easiest football ticket giveaway we've ever done.
Well, let's do that first and then we'll talk about people texting in afterwards.
Okay. Football fans, listen up. Blackburn, Manchester United, tomorrow.
12:45 kickoff at Ewood Park.
Do you want to go? Are you a Blackburn fan? Would you like a pair of tickets?
We have two tickets for the match in the Barclays Premiership.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hello.
Right, if you want to go, if you're a Blackburn fan and you'd love to go to the Big Man U game tomorrow, this is what you do. Pick the phone up and ring us. 08700 100 100. We'll choose one person at random and you will get those tickets. No question, no missing about, just do it right now. Blackburn fans, if you want a pair of tickets for the Man U game tomorrow, 08700 100 100. Who's answering the phones, Rach?
Tanya.
There you go. Tanya, that's Rachel with sausage in her mouth.
I've got a sausage sandwich.
And it's not even Saturday night! Right, go on then, back to the 1 hour takeover.
Right, back to the text. We've been had a deluge of texts coming in from people like Lee in Hartlepool, Dean in York and Simon in Newton Abbott, all wanting to hear this.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
You're doing it, Dave, you're doing it.
Just don't
I've been around the world, from London to LA. It's hammer go, hammer, empty hammer, yo, hammer, and the rest can go and play. Can't touch this.
All red in a cream cardigan with a light blue tie.
It's not a cardigan, it's a
BEA uniform. MC Hammer, you can't touch this. I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it.
So do you, that's why we played it.
That's right, and that was for lots of people who didn't actually... Oh, no, all those people, by the way, who requested Oasis didn't.
You weren't supposed to say that.
I know, but I just did. But that was Dave's fault.
You weren't supposed to highlight the fact that I read out the wrong request.
But all those people who requested MC Hammer did.
Yes, they did.
Good, lovely.
There you go.
Reading and Leeds for the weekend then. We're all up in Leeds for the big festival. After 10 o'clock this morning, live from the site itself will be my drinking partner from last night, Joe Wiley.
Morning.
Hello, my darling.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. Did you get home safely?
What are you talking about? We shared a room.
I think I left the bar last night. It was about 6 minutes past ten.
Yeah, you were a bit of a lightweight last night.
No, that was when the sex testing began, and I thought, right, time to leave.
That's not true. Seriously, she was touching me up like you wouldn't believe last night.
It's when the bottom pinch had started, I was out of that door.
Joe Wiley, seriously, was all over me like a rash.
Shall we talk about the music that we're going to be doing today on the show?
Were you and I making music? Uh-huh.
No, right. Bands playing on my show today. We've got Lost Prophets on the show.
Oh, wow.
And Razor Light are just warming up at the moment, didn't
they? Razor?
At the moment.
Erasure Light, who are they? Erasure Light?
Erasure Light will be playing live on the show. You should be here. You're coming up, aren't you? Because it's quite atmospheric.
What are you wearing today, Joe?
Same as last night.
You slut, you. I'll be there.
All right. You
can I just say, can I just say last night, and I did tell Megan this, who works on your show. I was slightly worried that my infatuation with you was kind of taking over my life. I was standing in the bar last night because there was many of us in this bar. We're Mojo in Leeds last night, the best bar in the world.
And good bar.
It was great bar, isn't it? And I'm standing there, and I looked over, and I saw this blonde girl who had her back to me, and I thought, she looks really nice. And you turned out it was you.
That's a surprise.
Right? And then I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe what I've just done. And I went to the bar, and I came back, and you'd moved, and I did it again. So, seriously, if that is, you know, if you don't let me have some now, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Anyway.
You're sounding desperate. Okay, well, come along, and I'll see you here later on. I'll buy you a drink at the bar, yeah?
Okay. The Lost Prophets, by the way, look a bit disheveled this morning.
Did they? You've
trust
seen
me,
them?
I've seen them in my mind, and the next door.
Okay. Oh right. Okay.
Right.
Lost Prophets playing live on the show later. So
I'll get them.
See you later.
I'll get them to hurry up. They're just currently doing an interview with John Boyd on Radio Leeds.
Oh, they're there in the area.
Yeah, they're in the place to be. Joe.
All right, and don't forget Erasure Light as well.
Erasure Light as well. I love them. What do you do as a favour before you go?
On,
would you introduce the next song? Because we're doing like a warm-up to the 10-hour takeover. If I play it, you'll hear the intro and you'll be able to introduce it.
Go on, then.
Are you ready, Joe?
Will I know what it is?
Yeah. You'll instantly know what it is, yes.
I better don't.
Here we go.
Hey!
Texas!
Hey!
That's right.
Radio 1.
In the days when men were men and so was Kevin Rowland.
Your dungarees on, come on, Eileen.
Well... see you later.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye. Joe Wiley, live from the Leeds site from 10 this morning. Go! As introduced by Joe Wiley.
It's like being back doing mobile discos all over again.
Yeah. Right, so after the show this morning, I think we'll go to Longman's Butty's shop for...
Buttylicious.
Buttylicious for a few sandwiches. Mm-hmm. You up for that, Dominic?
What are the specials today, do we know?
It's normally Cajun chicken.
There's a Cajun chicken
on there. It's some kind of pie, I believe, but I didn't ring him and ask.
No,
I won't. So go and do that, and then I'm going to pop down to the lead site and see Joe Wiley. I don't know why I did that. And then I think I might pop home, see Mum and Dad's. And, oh, God, sorry, what am I thinking of? The girls who won the competition
Hubba
on Where's
Bubba.
Alan? Do you know what I mean? I've got to say congratulations to the Hubba Bubba twins. Hello, my darling, how are you? Nice to see you. It's going to be a good weekend. If you're going to Creamfields or Reading or Leeds, have a great time. If you're not going anywhere, have a good weekend. We're off on Monday because it's a bank holiday, and for once, we don't have to come into work. So Tuesday we're back with Juliet back in the studio as well.
Yay.
We're probably with the best tan ever.
and ridiculously bad presents, I think.
So she'll be coming in wearing skimpy white clothes on Tuesday. You know she will. She's so going to do that.
I'm going to fake tan it this weekend.
Well, you know, nothing new there. Right, so 10-hour takeover is all day Monday. Friday today on Radio 1, you've got the usual stuff. Joe Wiley's up in a bit, live from Leeds. And then she's back again on Saturday morning as well. And Colin Edith on later this afternoon. And Wes is in for Scott. And it's Essential Selection tonight, kicking off at 6. It's a great weekend.
I know.
Last song, are you ready on on the 15-minute takeover?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. It's not really that one.
It's the original. That's right. And some would say the best. Mm. Oh, no, probably not Vanilla Ice, of course. It's Queen and Bowie. That song. And congratulations to Helen Fern from Leamington Spa. You're a Blackburn fan and you are going to the Man U game tomorrow in the easiest football competition we have ever done. Right, so Joe Wiley is coming up next. She's live from the festival site in Leeds. Have a good weekend. Rachel would like to say the following.
Thank you for my sausage sandwich to Emma and Mark, and thank you for Rachel and Martin from the College of Music for coming in.
Yeah, and thank you to Porsche Leeds for my Carrera 4. Thank you very much. I think I got the best deal, to be honest with you. Right, so we're off for a couple of days and we are going. Dominic and I are off to see Supergrass tonight in the Radio 110 in Leeds.
Yay.
Enjoy that. Tonight it's Graham Coxon in Reading, so enjoy. Have a good weekend. Joe White is next. Thank you to everybody at Radio Leeds for looking after us, especially all the engineers who have made things work, and then we broke them all.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks, Ferg.
It's all right.
Thanks, Rach.
Welcome.
Thanks, Dom.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep.
Goodbye.
This is the August Bank Holiday Weekend.